Welcome, everyone, to the Southern Spoonful Podcast. We'll get to the show in just a moment. But first, I'd like to remind you to follow us on Facebook and Instagram at the Southern Spoonful Podcast for behind-the-scenes photos, stories, and the latest news with the show. If you like what you hear, be sure to like, follow, share, and leave a review wherever you listen to podcasts. We'd greatly appreciate it. If you would be interested in sponsoring the show or placing an ad with us, then please contact us at thesouthernspoonfulpodcast@gmail.com. Enjoy the show, everyone. How does a salty Southern blonde such as yourself from the South Carolina Lowcountry like to spend her free time?
There's a lot of answers to that question, but definitely the boat, the beach, fishing, maybe a trip out to Hunting Island to collect shark's teeth. Yeah, anything around the water.
I was going to say stalking the cast of Outer Banks.
No, definitely not. Definitely not.
You said Hunting Island, and that's where my mind went to.
Oh, really? Oh, I have never even watched the show.
What?
I know. I've heard a lot about it.
That was the voice of Emily Sewell, our guest on the show today. Emily is a South Carolina Lowcountry native. She's an avid outdoor lover, as well as an artist able to capture the splendor and the beauty of the South Carolina Lowcountry, using her God-given talent and applying it to canvas. Not to mention, she's the owner and creative mind behind River and Wild's clothing. We'll get to the interview in just a moment, but first, I'm your host, Jeremy Hudson, and thank you for listening. Please find your seat at the dinner table and prepare for a heaping helping from the Southern Spoonful Podcast. Welcome, everyone, to the Southern Spoonful Podcast. I'm joined today by Miss Emily Sewell. Welcome to the show, Emily.
Thanks, Jeremy. Thanks for having me. I'm excited.
Absolutely. Thank you for being here. Emily, you are a local artist from right here in the Lowcountry of South Carolina. How long have you lived here? Have you lived here all your life?
I have. I was born and raised. I was born in Savannah, Georgia, but brought home and raised out here on my grandparents' farm in Bluffton, where I currently live now.
That is awesome. I love me some Savannah, Georgia. I'll be honest with you.
Yeah, Savannah's a special place. We're lucky to be so close to it.
Absolutely. How did you come up? How do you come up with your paintings? Is it something that once you see it, you know you have to apply your artist's hand, or do you just seek it out? The sceneries or the portraits that you paint. I mean, how does one go about figuring out what it is you're going to put on canvas?
Yeah, I would say a lot of my pieces are locally inspired, and yes, there are times that I see stuff. A lot of times on Instagram, actually scrolling, I will save people's photos that just, I'm like, that's got to be a painting. And then a lot of my work is commissioned right now, so that helps as well to determine, you know, the subject matter. But a lot of those are also, you know, yeah, locally inspired, oysters and marsh scenes and all the beauty of the Lowcountry around us.
Absolutely. And, you know, I was a truck driver for at least a year.
Okay. Wow.
I know, right? But I got to tell you, you know, there's nothing. I was a lot younger at the time, but I thought there was nothing here in South Carolina for me that I needed to get out. I needed to branch out. I needed to go see the world. I promise you, it all looks the same from the interstate. And it is, there's no, literally, when they say there's no place like home, they quite literally mean it. I promise you, we have paradise in our backyard.
Yeah, I can resonate with that. I've traveled around a good bit through college and after, and I would definitely agree that getting away and seeing other places, even really beautiful places, like I lived in Hawaii for a while, and that to me is paradise. I mean, no bad views there, but it still doesn't compare to the beauty of a South Carolina marsh scene. And so everywhere, you know, I've realized everywhere has its own unique beauty, but getting away will definitely make you appreciate it so much more.
I completely agree with that. And my wife would be so jealous because we have been dying to get to Hawaii for quite some time now.
Oh, man. Well, maybe 2021's the year.
Maybe.
Definitely a bucket list must visit place, I think.
Absolutely.
Not for everyone, but man, I think it is. Absolutely. I don't know if it's my first or second favorite state. Sometimes South Carolina and Hawaii compete in my heart.
I can imagine so. All right. So, Emily, can you please tell us how you first got into painting and drawing? I mean, was this one of those, as Bob Ross would say, a happy accident?
My mom actually told me that she took me to my 5-year-old doctor appointment. And that is, I guess, when it was kind of discovered. I guess they asked me to draw a stick person or a person, and the stick person came out with like 5 fingers, you know, on each hand and all the toes and the nose and the eyes and everything. And he looked at her and said, "I think you might have an artist on your hands." It's been, I guess I was born with it. I always carried a sketch pad around as a child. I still have a stack of them in a box full of portraits. I used to think I wanted to be a portrait artist. So it's funny to go back through and see the progression, but always was, yeah, carrying a sketch pad and drawing. And then I got into after school art classes from, I want to say, middle school age all through high school. I took after school lessons with Freddie Carson. She was Hilton Head Prep's art teacher at the time. So my mom would drive me, I think it was once a week to her house. Once or twice a week to her house after school. And I took a lot of lessons with her and then went to college at Charleston, and I was a studio art major there. So lots of more learning of the fine arts.
All right. So, Emily, do you recall your first painting?
Oh, my gosh. My first painting. Oh, I need to go get those sketch pads out. I have everything is saved. I know that my mom saved it all. I don't know if it'll be worth anything one day, but I've got a stack of it, but it was probably a portrait of someone in my family. That's probably what my first painting or drawing, probably a drawing. I like to draw a lot more as a kid than I did paint, but
that seems appropriate, you know, and moms are good for holding on to everything.
Oh yeah.
What was your last painting that you, your most recent painting?
Most recent painting right now. Well, I've got one in the works right now. The last one I delivered was a marsh scene. Well, actually, it wasn't a marsh picture, but it was more of like a oak tree over some water. I don't know. So the client sent me a picture that was probably more of a like a bayou scene. And that's what I gathered from the inspiration right. Picture, kind of more swampy looking, but with some oak trees. And so I asked her, you know, if I could kind of pull some inspiration locally to paint from instead of using that image. And she said, go for it. So mm-hmm. I actually walked around the farm out here and found a spot where 2 oak trees came in from either side of the ground, you know, over this. It's really like a little pond area mm-hmm. out here. And so I was able to kind of create what she wanted off of those photos. So just very, yes, you know, South Carolina low country oak trees and Spanish moss and white heron and that kind of look. And it was a diptych, so it's 2 canvases that bank together to form, you know, 1 picture.
Oh wow.
Yeah, it was cool.
All right, so do you have a favorite painting, portrait, drawing that you've done over the years that's really kind of held a special place in your heart?
Ooh, that's a good question. I love this last one I just did. And then actually that same client, I think it was the end of last year, maybe, or very, very beginning of this year, I got to do a sandbar scene for her. And she has given me creative freedom on the pieces that I've gotten to do for her, which even that has just been a really cool experience. I think with commission paintings, sometimes a client weighs in a little more than others, which is totally fine. But this lady just kind of said, you know, run with it. And I love how that painting turned out. And it's just a really cool, I don't know, I love the sandbar. Who doesn't love the sandbar? So it was, I don't know, that might be one of my probably recent favorites.
Say one of our listeners wanted to reach out to you. You know, some people may have a special pet or picture of a special pet or a loved one that they would like for you to recreate on canvas, and they could reach out to you on your website, southernblondesalt.com. Is that right?
That's right. Mm-hmm. Yep. Right. There's a link to previous works. They can see past works, and then you could shoot me a message through there or through Instagram.
Now, I know we just got through talking about this a specific painting that you said that you really loved with the like the marsh feel and the bayou and the Spanish moss hanging down and everything. Mm-hmm. You know, picture perfect low country scene. Is that the one that I saw on Instagram where you were, it was a little video that you were kind of painting in the backyard there?
So that was actually another big marsh scene that I just got to do that is also an image taken right up the road. And so two different paintings, but that one was, I mean, a dream to work on too.
Yeah, you look like you were having a lot of fun. And I'm just telling you that.
Yeah.
Just some of your work, I mean, like you said, I think that it's easy to see where a lot of your inspiration lies. But on the same hand, you know, it's amazing to me how well you've done to capture that and put it on paper. I mean, it's, you know, literally, it's quite breathtaking. It really is.
Oh, thank you.
So let's talk about some other things here. So not only are you an artist, you also use your mm-hmm. creative juices as a makeup artist, a hairstylist, and not to mention you are the owner and designer of River and Wilds. Now, you've designed leggings, tops, hoodies, and what you refer to as buffs, which is, for our folks listening, is something similar to a cloth face covering, almost like a neckerchief. You know, you wear them out in the sun. Mm-hmm. You know, it helps protect against the elements, the mosquitoes, and even COVID now, because you see a lot of people wearing them around.
That's right.
And you guys can find all this stuff at her other website, riverandwilds.com. But I do believe that if you head to southernblondesalt.com, you can actually venture to any one of her many websites and Instagram accounts.
Yes, it's all there. I'm an artist of many hats.
Absolutely. So what made you want to get into the clothing designer scene?
Gosh, I interned for a swimsuit designer right out of college and had always been interested in like clothing designs, brands. I've always loved surf culture and a lot of the surf brands like Roxy and Billabong and Quicksilver and O'Neill. And I don't know, I've always loved their graphics on their t-shirts and all of that kind of stuff always has excited me. And I've always been interested in doing something like that, but never pursued it until I want to say end of 2019, the fall of 2019. So right before the whole COVID thing hit, I was feeling a little, like you had mentioned, you used to feel there's nothing for me at home. I need to get out of here. I had, you know, traveled a good bit through college, like I said, and after, and I was back home in South Carolina going, what am I doing here? I don't want to be here. There's nothing for me here. And somehow in that place, I think through a few just different experiences and opportunities to work with other brands and everything like that, I thought, you know, like, what am I waiting for? I need to do this for myself. And I had a little bit of knowledge on how to get it started. And so I just started playing around with design ideas that I thought there's kind of a lack of this for women in the outdoor industry around, yeah, water and fishing and just the outdoors in general. And so, yeah, I started playing around with it. And here we are a little over a year later. I launched it this past October and it's rolling.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I'm excited to see where I can take it. Got some new design ideas and still figuring it out a lot, still very new to it. But it's been an exciting start, and I feel like I've had, you know, good feedback and a good response to it. So that's been super exciting.
That's right. You know, I'm pretty sure nobody out there wants to see me in any type of leggings, but I got to admit, you know, I do like your prints and your patterns. They're, you know, they look good. They really do. Like you said, I like I'm big on, you know, the whole tropical scene, the surf, the low country, the tropical island bit. I love that all. I'm big on it. This is the best way I can describe it, because me and my wife talk about this all the time. I like the beach, but I don't like the beach, if that makes any sense. I'll go, you know, I'm okay with the beach as long as I can go for a week at a time where I have a shower in close proximity where I can go and shower myself off. I do not want to be bringing home sand and seashells. I really do. You know, I love that. I just love that whole aspect, and, you know, just the scenery. And, you know, like you had mentioned, you know, you had lived over in Hawaii. I love the mountains and the beach. Oh my gosh. That is just, that's nuts to me. You know, here in South Carolina, we do kind of have the best of both worlds. You know, to the east, we have the coast, and then off to the west, we have the mountains, but our mountains and the Hawaiian mountains are completely different. So. that is pretty awesome. So, Emily, how does a salty Southern blonde such as yourself from the South Carolina low country like to spend her free time?
Oh gosh, there's a lot of answers to that question, but definitely the boat, the beach, fishing, maybe a trip out to Hunting Island to collect shark's teeth. Anything around the water.
I was going to say stalking the cast of Outer Banks.
No, definitely not. Definitely not.
You said Hunting Island, and that's where my mind went to.
Oh, really? Oh, I have never even watched the show.
What?
I know. I've heard a lot about it, but I have yet to watch. I'm not a big TV person.
And there's nothing wrong with that. Yeah. We have plenty to do outside.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, the Hunting Island Lighthouse was actually on the show.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You know what? I recall that now.
I think this is my personal opinion, but I think as much of the low country in Charleston and the surrounding areas that they have used, it is time to officially change the name of the show.
That's a good point. Yeah.
That is false advertisement, because you had to come to South Carolina because North Carolina don't look that way.
I agree. Have to watch it now.
So, do you have any like favorite spots around town, around Bluffton? You know, maybe some place to stop and grab a good meal. Do you have a favorite food or anything like that you'd like to share with us?
Oh gosh, my favorite place to eat is my mom's kitchen.
You sound like
she
me.
She's a great cook, and she loves to do it. And especially with the time of year coming up, you know, having a low country broil and going out and catching it and just bringing it right back to eat it. I think that's my favorite, and that's the best.
So do you catch your own shrimp?
Oh yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, shrimping and crabbing and fishing. Do as much of it as possible.
And that kind of speaks to your creation of River and Wilds, you know, and that's pretty cool.
Oh yeah. Yeah. My grandparents, they kind of travel around and they come back and do a lot of shrimping, and that's our Christmas gift every year. They put up a bunch of frozen shrimp, so
you can't
They probably do more of the catching than I do, but I know where it came from.
You know, since we're on the subject, I was listening to another podcast the other day, and I'm not trying to plug into somebody else's podcast, but it was funny because the person had received a question. I'm assuming that one of the hosts of the show actually visited Hilton Head a lot. And the question was, you know, what is some of the Hilton Head's like best restaurants? And of course, this guy was like, okay, so what is he going to say? And he said, oh, well, I'm not a big seafood eater. I'm like, then why are you giving anybody advice about it?
Oh, no. Yeah, I've heard a few people recently say they, you know, were allergic to shrimp or oysters, and I can't imagine.
I agree.
Not getting to eat any of it. So
my dad is the complete opposite. You know, most people are allergic to shellfish. He cannot actually eat fish, but he can eat pretty much any type of shellfish. Yeah, it's completely opposite for him.
Wow, that's great. Well, as long as you can get your shrimp and oysters, I don't know. Maybe I could sacrifice fish for shrimp and oysters, but at least some of it.
Yeah, I think I could too. Just because, you know, like Bubba Gump said, you know, there's so many ways to prepare some shrimp.
That's right.
All right. So is there anything that maybe I should have asked you about, anything, whatever you'd like to share on the show? Now's the time to do it. Is there anything that I haven't asked that I should have?
Okay. Anything that you didn't ask or people should know? I guess just that everything I do right now is all online. Well, the painting commissions, you can contact me directly. River and Wild, go to the website and you can place an order there. However, something exciting that has just happened this week, I've got my first two local retailers that some stuff's going to go into. So there will be a place soon where you can go try on in person and shop locally, which is super exciting. And I will keep everything updated and posted on probably Instagram and my website and all of that if that all comes to fruition. But super excited to have some local support and grow this little brand.
Absolutely. Emily, guys, if you are listening, go check out her stuff. I promise you, this is stuff that you would want on your wall. I mean, this is amazing. You when you see her paintings and her creativity behind everything, you will not be disappointed the least. Also, be on the lookout for River and Wild brand clothing that was designed by Miss Emily here. Make sure you guys, when you travel through the Low Country, all these little shops and nooks and gift shops and things of that nature, when you're in there, take a look. You just may come across some River and Wild clothing made by our Miss Emily Sewell here, right? Miss Emily, thank you so much for coming on the show today. It has been a pleasure.
Same to you. Thanks so much for having me. I really enjoyed it.
Absolutely. You take care and keep doing what you're doing, because here at the Southern Spoonful, we love it.
Thanks. Appreciate it.
If you'd like to find out more about Emily's commissioned paintings, past paintings, River and Wild's clothing, or would like to contact Emily directly, please head over to her website, southernblondesalt.com. Thank you, Emily, for being on today's show, and thank you, everyone, for tuning in to this episode of the Southern Spoonful Podcast. Be sure to follow, like, and leave a review wherever you listen to podcasts. It's time to put away the dishes and push in our chairs. Remember, there'll always be plenty of room at the table for you here at the Southern Spoonful Podcast. Until next time, I'm Jeremy Hudson, and I've been your host. Take care, everyone.